Well, it might have been at that time, cause they didn't. I guess it was just colored school. That's all it was, cause they didn't have no. They couldn't go to white schools. That was the white school.
So, where did you graduate from?
Washington. I mean, Alpharetta High School. Rip Bailey Johnson.
Bailey Johnson. Did he go to school in Atlanta sometime?
Yeah, he went the first year that he went started in high school. Him and my amazing Margaret and Pop all graduated together, and they and Mr. and Deep would swap days. I mean, you know, take some of them 1 week and take some the next, and they go to Washington High, and they went to Washington High till they finished. Bailey Johnson. And then when they finished Bailey Johnson, they went up there, and that's where they graduated from.
So Sonny was like the first graduating class from Bailey Johnson.
Yeah, he was in the first graduate, and he graduated as an honor school student. And then they won a scholarship. Maisie won one. Margaret won one. And he did none of them do what the scholarship said do. Sonny said he didn't want to be no tailor. That's what his scholarship recommended him do. He said, "Mama, I don't want to sew." I said, "Well, did you know a tailor man can make some good money?" He said, "But I don't want it." I said, "Well, I don't care what kind of job you get, but I don't want to see you out here scratching in dishes. I want you to get something worthwhile." So the first job he had was over at Lockheed's. No, and the first job he had was city, for the city, from Atlanta, because they worked for the city in Atlanta. Then they went to Lockheed's after the city, we left city and went to Lockheed. When Lockheed started laying them off, he went to General Electric. Went from General Electric to Ford, and from Ford to where he finished up at over General Motors. And that's where he went. That's where he went to school. How he got to be in all them different schools.
Was Sonny a part of that Boy Scout Troop 206?
Yeah, he was there. He went off every year. I tried to send him to camp in suit, and I got the picture of him where he went to over at Lockheed's, the first plane that they had making over at Lockheed's. Him and Sue and them flew on it. And I forgot the man that went with them. He was very anxious for them to go and fly on that plane. And I got the picture at home where they flew on that plane. Come on in.
Oh, sorry.
Come on in, honey.
Just your medicine.
Oh, here's my medicine. Thank you, honey.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I forgot my medicine. They want to talk to me about something. Thank you so much, honey. That's all I know about Rawl, except I come in 1930 and I'm still him.
How was the stores in Rawl back in the day?
Hmm?
How was the stores when you did your shopping?
Well, when I first come to Rawl, we lived way up the creek. It was only two stores in Rawl, and that was Mac Fakers and another old man. I tried to think of his name the other day, and you couldn't buy a sugar and flour like you can in flour sacks. You bought it in little paper sacks, and he'd dip it out with a big old thing. I tried to think of his name the other day. Somebody asked me his name, but I can't think of it, and he didn't go on there. But he was right along there where they sell a lot of let's see now, what do they sell that place now? But you step up on them little steps and go between, like going from one street to the other downtown here. You remember where that little store is there?